We are up to Perek Beis. We are in the middle of Pasuk Tes Zayin. Doidi li v'ani loy horoye b'shoy shanim. We learned the Mitzudos and we learned Rashi, two very different interpretations of this Pasuk. The basic theme is that there is an exclusive relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It fits very well into the theme of this week's parasha, where Moshe Rabbeinu was misfalta kodesh baruch hu v'neflinu ani v'amecha. What's the v'amecha? Ani v'amecha. Moshe Rabbeinu was misfalta that there should be an exclusive relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem accepted. Hashem should not rest His shechina upon the umoy soilam. The world will be a very different world today if there would be some minor equivalent of Klal Yisrael in the world. And it's very interesting why exactly Moshe Rabbeinu, that is still a very, very interesting topic of discussion, why Moshe Rabbeinu indeed would make such a request. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu not, why would he be upset if Hashem would rest His Shechina upon other creatures in His creation? Okay, so that is not a topic for now. I don't know the answer. It's a very deep mystical concept. But here we see this theme is being expressed here in Shir Hashirim. Ani dodi li va'ani lo. There is a mutual relationship, like an exclusive relationship between Shalom Aleichem. Welcome. I haven't seen you in a long time. Everything okay?
Yes.
Okay, so there is this exclusive relationship, dodi li va'ani lo. Then when it says Choreh b'shoy shanim, so we learned two interpretations, the Mitzudas and Rashi. The Mitzudas is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He sends us out into, it's referring to Hashem. According to the Mitzudas, HaRoyeh B'Shoy Shanim is a reference to Hashem. It is a description of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that until there is reconciliation between us and Him, after the Chet HaEgel, after Chet, Hashem does not abandon us. He does not seek a replacement, give His love to another, as the pasuk here says, the mashal the isha. He does not look for a replacement. He is still loyal to us, and he just goes out to the park to cool off. He goes for a walk in the park. Hashem is the one that's royeh b'shoy shanim. He's taking time off, a break, in order until ad sheyavar hazan. Rashi says something very different. Rashi says it's not a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what He does during the time of separation, but instead it is a description of what Hashem does for us. Hashem loves us, and therefore He takes us, He shepherds us in only the most beautiful pastures. He takes us to places where there are flowers. He does not take us to places where we are, where it's difficult, where it's desert land. He takes us with His mon, and He provides for all of our needs. Now we're up to the Targum, so let's see how the Targum. Yeah. What?
In the way you describe it, Hashem has received patience. If you look at the Chet HaEgel, initially Hashem wanted, the Kas Chavur to wipe out.
Right.
So how does one reconcile that?
Well, Moshe's Tila, Vayichal Moshe. We have to assume that what it means is after Moshe was misspelled, Vayichal Moshe, Smei Hashem Elokov. And in fact, the truth is Hashem never really wanted to destroy us, because Hashem said, Hanichali. Hashem was telling Moshe, I don't want to do this, and I'm giving you the opportunity to prevent me from doing this. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately said, Hanichali v'yichari lohem, in the introduction to Hashem saying that He wants to destroy us, was Hashem saying, I don't really want to destroy you, and I'm giving you the opportunity that I should not destroy you by you being mispalel to me. That's the opening line. Rashi there, it's Hanichali. Where do we find Moshe Rabbeinu holding on to Hashem? And Hashem has to say to Moshe Rabbeinu, let go. Hashem, it's a code. Hashem is telling Moshe, I'm not going to really do this, but you should step up and you should be misfollow. So in Achnami, Hashem really does not want to destroy us, and that is what it means. His royeh b'shoy shanim, Hashem goes for a cooling off period, kaviyachal, whatever that means. But that's a very fascinating interpretation. That Kadosh Baruch Hu, He goes out into the garden, into the shoshanim, to look at the flowers, to cool off. Ad sheyavar ha zam. Whereas according to the parish of the Mitzvah, Chassidus, according to Rashi, Rashi learns it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he shepherds us, not himself. He takes Klal Yisrael only to the most beautiful places. Now let's see the Targum. Targum is a whole different interpretation of this pasuk. Tahi Shaita, at that time, Hadaru B'siyufta, at that time, Klal Yisrael, they did tshuva. B'siyufta always means tshuva. Chazru, Hadar means Chazru, Chazru b'tshuva. U'v'chein, and therefore, Isabad Moshe Nidiyah. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, he stood. He stood at that moment in time when we did tshuva. Isatad means to stand, means nitzav. The Hebrew translation, at least in this interpretation, is to stand. Moshe stood. Vitzali, and he prayed Kadam Hashem, the Yeshua Mishum Shonei.
So you're learning the
Targum
now?
Yeah, we're learning the Targum now. Pasuk Tezayin. And Yeshua, his servant, is Doraz, was swift, Unifak Mitchois Gatfe Anani Yikorida Hashem. Yeshua was quick and he exited from underneath Anani HaKavot. The May Guvrin Tzadikin, with him were Tzadikim, the Domyon Be'uvodehon, Tzadikim that were pleasant, that their deeds were equivalent to roses. So here the Targum here is saying, Haroi Eba Shay Shanim refers to the Tzadikim, Be'uvodehon Levardo. Vagihu Korova Bamalek. You have to remember this Targum was a continuation of the previous pasuk, where the previous pasuk discussed about Echezelanu Shualim Kitanim Mechablim Kuramim. So yesterday we discussed who the Shualim should be. The Shualim were, according to the parish of the Targum, was Amalek. Amalek went and killed people, Shevet Dan, wage war against the Shevet Dan. So this pasuk, according to Targum, was a continuation. Therefore, Dodi Liva Ni Lo, and then that time that we did Shuva, Klal Yisrael did Shuva, my beloved is to me, and I am to him, meaning that we restored our good relationship. We were Mispalel. Moshe was Mispalel, Klal Yisrael were Mispalel, and if a Haroyeh Ba Shoshanim, now the Tzadikim, who were like Shoshanim, they went out to battle. Haroya, even though it literally means to shepherd, here it means he's interpreting it to mean that gihu karova ba Amalek, they waged war against Amalek, the sabaru yas Amalek, and they were beaten, they were broken, the yas ane and their nation, bisha matos to Hashem, and to a shamta shamat bishamata curse. Shamta, the katla usadira, they were killed and they were broken. The piskam the cheref through the piskam, the word of the cheref. Okay, so that's basically what it means over here. Whole new interpretation. Dodi li vanilo. It is an expression. It's a code word for we did tshuva. And then when it says choroye b'shay shanim, it's a code for we went to battle. Who went to battle? Tzadikim. Tzadikim. And we know in Luchemes Mitzvah we have halacha that anyone that is yorei v'rach halevav. What does it mean yorei v'rach halevav? Yorei me'averois shebiyodai. Only people who are allowed to participate in battle are tzadikim. They are the sheshanim. They are the sheshanim. They went out and they're the royeh. I don't know how, but the word royeh somehow is a connotation of milchama. They went out to battle, and indeed we succeeded in the battle, and Amalek was defeated through three, it says here three things, through shamta.
Royeh
through
is a leader, someone who leads them to
battle. Royeh, Bashay, the Yoshua, is the leader,
the tzaddikim.
They were the shepherds of the Shoshanim, of the tzaddikim who went out to go do battle. The leaders were the shepherds, the generals, and the captains to go out into battle.
What does it mean?
Yeah,
Yeshua and his army killed out the Amalek through the mouth of the sword. That's figuratively speaking.
It says the piskam doesn't mean the mouth. Piskam means through the.
The decree.
Hashem's decree, the decree of the sword. Okay, Vayachalosh Yeshua Esamolek Lefi Chor. The prophet says Lefi Choref. Sword, decapitation. Decapitation. They took the sword. They killed them. They cut off their heads. Decapitation. War.
I also want to say that the ancient sword, it was curved. It was a semi.
Like a sickle.
Yeah.
Like a sickle. Why? P?
Yeah.
P? Why is it called a P?
The mouth, because it was shaped like a mouth. It was easier to
P. No means the blade. The The blade of the sword. Okay, okay.
So the Living Torah Museum, Rabbi.
Okay, so we gotta get him. Okay, we have to, Rabbi. Living Torah Museum. So Deutsch.
He won't show the audience. He won't came there. How a sword used to look back then.
You want to contact him? You want to try to get him?
There are different types of swords.
Okay, yeah, we have to. It would be a good idea if we can come. We can go down to the museum.
Go to West. Maybe have a collection. We can go down.
We need to arrange.
Go down to the old.
It's a whole day thing. Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
he's really good. He's really good. Okay.
Reasonable. $10.
Okay, let's go. Next pasuk. Pasuk. You know, there is a medrash I wanted to point out. Haroye b'shoshan. There is one particular medrash I wanted to mention, and that is. Chazal interpret that this pasuk refers to Yisurim. Ani lidodivo dodilulo haroya for some reason means punishment. Yisurim. Bashoishanim. Shoishanim means only people who are soft and receptive to Musar are Shoishanim. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Yisurim only to people that are able to accept the Yisurim, to learn from the Yisurim. This is a principle that we discussed a few times. There's a Kabbalah. Hashem only gives a person a Nisayon that he's able to withstand. And it all depends upon the issue. That to some degree is rooted really in this. If you want to find a Makar, it's always good to find a Makar for these type of Amari Chazal. And this is a Makar for that Chazal. I'll read you the words of the Medrash. The words.
I know.
Rizin once. Yes, I thought about it a lot. But Rizin once gave a shir mitzvah Shabbos, and he said that he feels that idea is apikorsis. You can't. There's such thing as limiting Hashem. Hashem can do whatever he wants. We see in this, Rabbi Rizin. We see in this where people suffer terrible yisurim and nisyonos, and they cracked, and they didn't have a chance. You look at them. You make an assessment. These people stood no chance. So what are you going to say? But don't you have this tradition? This tradition that Hashem only brings in. Okay. So what does it mean exactly? It's not clear. But however, because you have to know. You have to really know. I mean, he gave a whole shiur for an hour on this very topic. Is this Kabbalah that we hear all the time, Hashem only gives you so that you can withstand, is that really true or not? He felt that it's not true because you're limiting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no such thing as limiting Hashem. However, if you look over here, and this is the Targum on this pasuk, on the Targum, okay, let me just turn to the bright page, Tezayin. Pasik Tezayin Horoeba Shoishanim. I thought I marked it off. Let me just see.
On the other hand, that idea helps a person going through and see.
Yes, absolutely. But is it true? Is it true? It's something which is true. But is it really correct? Let me read you what it says here.
It helps you not lost a lot of survivors.
Here it is. I got it. Okay, Horoye Bashoy Shanin. Okay, I'll read you over here. Not every word is part of the Medrash. She has a lot of Bayer, the Machaber of this Sefer Oitzer Hamidrashim. I call the Green. He always adds in some words which explain the Medrash. I'll read you everything that he writes. The Lama Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Yisurim Al Hatzadikim VeLoy Al Horishoyim. Why does Hashem bring suffering upon the good and not upon the evil? The darshu, so we make the following drasha, horoyeh bashoishanim. So horoyeh comes from the notion of ra, okay, ra, or evil. Or the other sharish is ra'uah, weakness. Yeah. Hashem weakens. He weakens, he crushes, he causes suffering, he causes the person to become weak through suffering. Who does Hashem do this to? He only does this to the Shoshanim. Kuloimar, Ein Sharvito. Sharvito means a rod of affliction. Shevet Yisuro, Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Meshameshu Ba, Ela Bibnei Adam HaTzadikim, tzaddikim shelibam. Again, I'm eating a lot of words with Michal, so you know the exact same thing I'm eating over here. Some Bayer shelibam rach, whose hearts are soft. Kashoy shanim. Omar Rebbe Elazar. Then the Medrash elaborates. Mashal to a bal habayis shayilo shtei paros. A bal habayis has two paros. Achas koycho yofe. The achas koycho ra. One is strong and gesund, and one is very weak. Al eizo mehem hu matriach. Which one does the master take out to the field to do the work? The strong one or the weak one? Of course, loy al oisa shakoycho yofe. Kach likewise. Ein hakadosh baruch hu menaseh. Hashem does not test. Okay, it's very clear. The words of the Medrash are very, very, very powerful. Hashem does not test es harishaim, the wicked. Lama she'enam yecholim la'amod. They'll never survive. The Rishayim are not able to be oimed in the Nisayon. Umihu minase, who does Hashem test? Who does Hashem test? Hatzadikim. Hashem only brings Nisayonis upon the Tzadikim. Shenemar, Hashem Tzadik Yivchon. Uchumayi she'os la mavinu, v'hiyach adam o'ele, v'lkim nisos Avraham, uchsi v'hiyach adam o'ele, v'atitza yish adonu v'seinel es al Yosef, only Yosef. So I mean, this marriage is like really a very strong riot to this principle, this legacy that Reisman wanted to reject, and that is Hashem only brings Nisayonos, gives a Nisayon to a person that he can withstand.
Talks about Yisur.
Yeah.
And I remember, I forgot, I was in a Meir, I think. He was asked, do you want the
Yisur? Loihein v'loi s'charan. Loihein v'loi s'charan. I don't want it, I don't want the reward. That is 100% true for our generation, for our us. Loihein v'loi s'charan. Absolutely. Okay, but it is an idea. It is an idea and has to be understood in the right context. Again, the tradition is, Hashem, you hear this all the time, Hashem only gives you a nesayin if Hashem knows that you can be umid in that nesayin. This medrash, based on the pasuk here in Shir HaShirim, HaRoyeh B'Hashay Shanim, pretty much says it all. Royeh, Miloshon Ro'ua, or Miloshon Ra. Who does Hashem do this to? Only people who are sheshanim, which means their hearts are soft. It's an interesting expression, like a sheshan, like a flower, because they are receptible. They are receptive to Hashem's musar. But if a person is not a sheshana, he's not receptive in that dimension in his life to the musar, Hashem will not bring upon such a person a nisayon. Hashem is not in the business of setting up people to fail. And Rabbi Reisman's observation is, he's not coming to reject Chazal. What he's just saying is that, unfortunately, you look around the world and you see what at least appears to us, that sometimes people indeed are set up to fail. Because, I mean, at least according to what we see. So, elu ve'elu defri elokim chayim. Everything has to be understood in the right context, yeah.
I don't know what the test is. But why isn't one guy can't daven? Whatever he doesn't daven. Maybe his test isn't to daven. Maybe his test is he going to give up? You don't know what the guy's test is.
Okay, all right. You know, you can't. Yeah, in a chanam, absolutely. Okay.
But I mean, you wish to have that
film.
Suffer
horribly.
What?
Test? What?
It will, yeah.
No, so I don't know what he's saying.
We don't know. No one knows that. It's something to you can't second guess anyone. Don't. In other words, if you look at a person, you say they failed. Don't judge them. Oh, if you failed, you are nisayon, a person with a very difficult experience in life, and because of that experience, he went way off. Whatever that means, he went way off. So it's very easy for us to say, oh, Hashem gave you the Nisayon. That means Hashem's ways are perfect, and therefore you had the ability to be oimed in this Nisayon. And the fact that you failed means you are 100% to blame for what happened. Rise and say, don't they have no right to say that? You have no right to say. You don't know. You don't know the way the world works. You don't know. But Chazal say you do have a right to say that. If a person, Hashem is testing a person, so the person can be oimed in that, so that he can withstand. If he chooses not to withstand, so he's guilty as sin. Okay, that's from Chazal's perspective, but not for us. Don't no human being today can go and look at someone else and say, if you failed and you are in a sin in life and went way off, you are guilty, because it's not for us to judge.
Right.
Okay, that's a contradiction though to what I just said, right? So, obviously, it's very difficult. Yeah.
Where is this message from?
Right here on the page. Shir Hashem, right here. Go take out Shir Hashem Rabbah.
That suffered from the Holocaust. You can't judge them.
You know, we're spoiled because we're learning Chumash Megillahs for a long time, and then the only thing with this Medrash Rabbah is Chumash Megillahs. There's Medrash Rabbah on Chamishei Chumashei Torah, and there's Medrash Rabbah on Chumash Megillahs. And that's it. There's no Medrash on Nevi'im Rishonim and Nevi'im Acharonim, and not on Ksuvim. All of the midrash that we quote from, when we learn, you learn Navi, you learn Ksuvim, are all extracted with a computer, or with Michal's expertise, from Yalkut.
You have the Yalkut. That's on Tanakh.
Okay, but it's not original stuff. It's just the Likud. It's just extracting. This is the real deal. This is the real deal. And then we're very blessed in this generation. We're very blessed. Art School did a job like none. I mean, Michal, not to diminish Michal's work on Rus, not Chasham. They did. There's no question they used your work to when they did their stuff. But today we have available, you know, the translation, many translations and commentary. So there's a lot of stuff available. But we're here. We're very spoiled because we're learning. We're almost winding down Chumash Megillahs, and that's it. There's no more Medrash. Everything else is just going to be a Likud from the real stuff. The real deal is from again Chamishei Chum Medrash Rabbah. That's the Ikur Medrash. Chamishei Chum Shei Torah and the Chumash Megillahs. It's an amazing thing that they did compose Medrash to Chumash Megillahs. Think about that. Why, from all of the Sifrei Tanakh, why was that selected as being a worthy of Medrash?
For example, Medrash Mishlei.
But those are not, they're not the same league.
Medrash Shmuel.
They're not the same. These, a lot of these things are Likutim. They're not. The Medrash Rabbah is like a Daf Gemara.
Yeah.
It's like the real deal. A lot of these things that they're not the same league. They're not. Medrash Rabbah is Imam's equivalent to learning a Masechta in Shas. It's a Masechta in Shas. In Shas, Talmud Bavli is halacha, and Medrash is the equivalent. It's Imam's equivalent of a Daf Gemara, except it's a Divrei Agada. And that's it. Only Chumash Megillahs, and nothing else. Okay, so let's go to the next pasuk. Yeah.
Was it 80, right, Abraham?
Yeah.
So he was very right. They had, if you remember, on the they had the video they made where a person didn't know how to daven.
Yeah. Project Inspire.
And the sign was that who would come up and
the reaction. How did
right. He didn't have no problem if he didn't know.
The test was the people. How did they behave in this situation? Yeah. Okay, let's go to the next. Let's now go to Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ad Sheyafua Chayom V'Nosu Hatzilalim. Now, there are many interpretations of this Pasuk. We'll do one thing at a time. We'll just read the words first. We'll read the word, the Mitzvahs inside, until the day blows. Does this mean until the day blows away? Till the end of the day. While I guess what it means is that during the day the sun rises in the east, sets in the west, so it's almost as if the wind is blowing the sun across the sky. Across the sky. So while the day is active, while the day is in process and the wind is blowing the sun from the east, so at least it appears to us now from our perspective that the wind is blowing the sun from the east to west, v'nosu hatzilalim, good morning, and the tzlalim, the clouds flee. When it comes night, the clouds are of no benefit. When it's day and the sun is shining, so the clouds serve as benefit, they provide shade. But when it's evening, and anyway it's dark at night, so then figuratively the clouds have fled. They are of no value. So here we make a request, turn. D'meilucha dodi litzvi, turn around Hashem. In other words, make an about face. We ask Hashem to make an about face, and we'll see the deep meaning of all these ideas in a few moments, because it's really subject to much interpretation. D'mei l'cha dodi, may my beloved be litzvi, to a deer, oy l'oifer ha'ayolim, or to the child. The oifer means the child of the ayol. The ayol is a very swift creature. Al horei vaser, upon the mountains of vaser. Now, what are the mountains of vaser? We never heard of these mountains before. There's no place in Tanakh that are called horei vaser, so we have to see what this means. Let's see the mitzudos first. Pasuk Yitzayim. In the mitzudos, David. Okay, here we go. Ad shayefuach hayom v'oz miyad chazarti upiyasti oiso v'shaalti then immediately. What does it mean? What does it mean? Then it means it's continuing. It's continuing to the next from the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk mentioned that Hashem rested His shechina, His royeh b'shoyshanim. Hashem was angry at us. Hashem was angry at us. And when Hashem was angry, He went outside to cool off. He went out into the park to take a stroll along the flowers to calm down. Until I calmed him down. When did I calm him down? V'oz, then miyad, right away, chazarti, I chased after Hashem in the park, where he was looking at the beautiful flowers to calm down. Chazarti upiyasti, so I appeased him. V'sho'alti mimenu, and I asked from him, loymar, ad ho'esh sheyeh Hashemesh nefuach min aretz, loredes l'shkoya, I asked of him that until the sun, while the sun is still above the horizon, the sun is still moving in the sky, while Shayya Hashemesh Nefuach Min Aretz Laredes Lishkaya, the ad, and while, notice I'm translating the word ad to mean while. And that is also subject to interpretation. We'll see in the Mambalis, according to the Mitzudos. V'yad yenusu hatzalalim hu eitz arv. And then now here, I think ad over here means, he's saying what ad means when it comes to until the tzalalim, while the clouds are still, I think they're moving. I guess also what it means is that when it's daytime, you can see the clouds are moving in the sky. It's still day. She'oz yenusu tzalalei hadavarim. Lios misarchim the tzlole
shadows
hadvarim, the shadows. That what does the word dvarim mean? Matters of things. Okay, the shadows of all things. Lios misarchim nimshachim lemrachak, the shadows. And while the clouds are there, so they are, without referring to clouds, referring to shadows. Okay, now I understand that while the sun is still in the sky, then shadows are created. Shadows, and that means that when the sun sets, no longer are there any shadows. So while it's still day, the ad lo tovo eitzahi, until that time comes, pone dodi, I beg of you, Hashem, turn, udmei atzmecha bedvar mihirus hahalicha, quickly, swiftly come back to me, Lios dome litzvi o leofer ho ayolim, to be like a tzvi or to the child of an ayol, horotzim who run al horei voser. Now, what is horei voser? Voser means to split two sides.
How you see by the bein amsar?
Bris, exactly. That's going to be the medrash. The medrash is going to take the word voser and it will refer to the bris bein habasar. Another medrash is going to say refers to betar. Boser is Betar. Okay, the Haruge Betar, which will come to in a moment. Another medrash is going to say Boser refers to what it says in Zechariah, that when Mashiach will come, the earth will quake and crack. And when the earth cracks, there are going to be two sides. So it's allusion to what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Here we're focusing on the Hori Boser. Hachalokim umuflogim elu mi'elu. It's certain types of mountains which are separated one from the other. Kisham hayu mitsuyim. Again, the Mitzudas always likes to learn the simplest pshat possible on these mountains are where you're going to find the tzvi and the ayolim. It's a certain place that we're not familiar with, where the mountains are separated from one from another, very distinct. There are many. That's why they're called boser parts. Bein habasarim. Each mountain looks like it's a separate section, and it's in this region that's known as the Hori Voser, where the ayolim and the tzvi likes to run around. I guess it jumps from place to place. They like to jump. So you have different mountains. You can jump from one mountain to the next mountain. That's where they're found. Period. V'itochen she'mechoy she'amdu sham hu al shem v'yelchu bein habisroin. Okay, it's a pasuk. They went, I'm sorry, v'yelchu kol habisroin, Ratzolaymar, So what this pasuk means, at least according to the mashal, is I'm begging you, Hashem, please come back to me very quickly. I made a mistake. We worshipped the eagle. We did avodah zarah, but it was a very great mistake. And don't get angry at us. You're going out. You don't want to abandon us. You're going out. You're only now outside in the park to cool down. I immediately went outside to chase after you for reconciliation. Then you should return back to us very quickly, like the ayalim who run very quickly upon these. The ayalim who run very quickly in this area called the Hori Vaser. Now, what is the message? V'hanim shulhu loymar miyad holach Moshe lefayes. Moshe, when immediately glorifies who repeats the Malka Baruch Hu, lo shuv l'isratzos elai chishkal maher. Very quickly. Okay, so let's review the pasuk outside according to the interpretation of the Mitzudos. First thing we have to know is that this pasuk is a direct continuation of the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk is Dodili vanilo horeba shayshanim. Even though we worship the eagle, we are still faithful to Hashem, and Hashem still does not want to exchange us for another nation. And in the meantime, Hashem went out to the field to look at the roses in order to calm down immediately without any delay. I, Klal Yisrael, who our representative was Moshe Rabbeinu, he immediately went out to Hashem and he begged Hashem for forgiveness, and he demanded Hashem forgive us immediately while it is still this very day. Ad Sheyafuach Hayom, while the sun is still blowing in the sky. V'nasu Hatzilolim, and the shadows are still being formed. The shadows get longer, wider as the day goes on. The shadows get smaller when you come to midday, and when it's early in the morning, and when it's late at night, and the shadows are very long. That's called nasu. They're fleeing, they're moving, that's the shadows. So if we begged of Hashem, Dineilucha, quickly come back home to us. Be like my beloved Litzi Olofer Hayolim, who run around Al Hore Vaser, who run around upon these mountains, which were known in the time of Chazal, Hore Vaser, which were broken up into many different parts, and that's where you find these animals running very quickly. Please come back to us. Chish kal maher, very quickly. Let's see Rashi. Okay, now we see Rashi. Rashi ad sheifu chayom musav lemikra shel maila. Okay, so according to Rashi, Rashi says similarly, he's going to follow in his theme, and it's going back to the previous pasuk. Lemahemala himenu doidi livani lo ad zman shagoram ha'avon. So according to Rashi, Rashi is differing with the Mitzudos. Ad does not mean while. It means ad. This love was only until Adzman Shagoram Ha'ovan. This beautiful relationship, Anili Dodi Vidodi, Anili Dodi Dodi Liva Anilo Horeba Shoy Shanim. This, that we had this unique relationship and Hashem took care of us, was only true until we were Nichshol in the chait of the Egel. Ad zman shegodam ha'ovon v'shezifasani hashemesh. I became dark, pitch black dark, yichoyim haryoyim, the gover hasharv, and the heat, the intense heat wave prevailed. In other words, when I sinned, then I became black. Sheyafuach hayom means the heat waves. Hayom means the sun. Hayom is a code word for the sun. Sheyafuach means the radiation of the sun, which shined down upon me and made me black. Sunburn. The nasu hatzilolim, and the protection, this the Kadosh Baruch Hu is a mogen. Baruch Atah Hashem, mogen Avraham, was taken away. The shade that Hashem protects us from harm was taken away. We brought this harm upon ourselves because we worship the eagle.
All right, so Lulim is like cloudy, right?
Well, he explains. No, look at the next words of Rashi. V'nasu hatzilolim. Tzilolim means protection. It means the anani hakavod. According to the Medrash, it means the anani hakavod. They disappeared.
Or worse, tzilul ayin means like a cloudiness of the
eye. Okay.
Tzilul
solution. So here it means protection. The anani hakavod. The anani hakavod disappeared from the time that we worship the eagle until Sukkos. Why? This is the famous Gra. The Gra says it very, 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 very well, and everyone quotes the Gra. Why do we observe Sukkot in the month of Tishrei? We should observe Sukkot in the month of Nisan, in the spring. That's when the sukkos will be of benefit. In the winter, in the autumn, fall, it's cold outside, it's not very pleasant, it's in the sukkah. The time that's very pleasant in the sukkah should be in the spring. So the common answer is that if we're going to celebrate sukkos in the spring, it's not going to be noticeable that you're doing it l'shem shemaim. People are going to think, why are you sitting in the sukkah? Why are all these Jews building these little huts? It's because it's pleasant to sit outside, outdoors, in the springtime. But when you put up a sukkah in the autumn, when it's not very pleasant, when it gets cold and it rains, gesundheit, and the trees are shedding their leaves, it's not very pleasant. So then it's snicker that we're doing it in honor of Kadosh Baruch Hu l'zecher for the Anani Hakava. But the Gemara says something much simpler. He says because that's the moment when the Anani Hakava would return to Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael worshipped the Egel on Yud Zayin, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down and he broke the Luchos on Yud Zayin the Tammuz, this week's parasha, the Anani HaKovo departed. Moshe then had to go to Shem for another 80 days. 40 days to be Rakesh Mechila, another 40 days to receive the Luchos Shniyos. Moshe Rabbeinu came down on the 10 Yom Kippur. Hashem said, Vayomer Hashem Solachti Chidvarecha. That wasn't Yom Kippur? No, wasn't Yom Kippur? It's the third time.
By the Meraglim.
The Solachti Lavaneinu, whatever it was. Okay, whatever it was. Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur. And then Hashem gave them the command
to bring
the donations, and they began to rebuild the Mishkan on the 15th day of Tishrei, 5 days later, which was the day when the Anani HaKavod returned. So the reason why we observe Sukkot on the 15th day, I don't remember, he has many more details, exactly all the details, but basically the Anani HaKavod returned to Klal Yisrael after they worshipped the Egel on the 15th day of Tishrei, and therefore we commemorate Sukkot on the 15th day of Tishrei. So Rashi here is coming to mention this, at least alludes to this. V'nasu Hatzalalim Chatanu Ba'Egel Chatanu B'Meraglim V'nasu Hatzalalim. What are the Tzalalim? As you said, Michal Zichuyos HaMeginos Aleinu Parakti Uloi, the merits that protect us because I have broken, I've removed his yoke from upon my shoulder. So therefore, Ad means until everything was, what's the expression, hunky-dory?
Yeah.
Hunky dory. What does that mean exactly? Hunky dory.
Yeah, just fine. How cold is
it? Where does it come from? Where does it come from? That expression. What?
It's the opposite of the boogeyman.
Everything was hunky dory. Ad means until we worship the Egel. When we worship the Egel, then you add sheyafua chayom. The sun, the radiation of the sun beat down upon us symbolically, which means we turn black like the bottom of a pot from our sins. The Nasu Hatzalolim and our protection, this the Kadosh Baruch Hu protected us, the Zuchuyos that we had, were gone, they fled, and at least according to the Medrash, it means the Anani HaKavod disappeared. Yeah. And so what then did we do? We said, Hashem, please Hashem, we are sorry, Soiv. Now, according to Rashi, it's interpreted in the past tense. Even though Sov literally means in the present tense, it's a request. And that's how the Mitzudos translates the Pasuk. According to the Mitzudos, we interpret it in Sov, we beg of you, Hashem, make an about face. Come back quickly. Be like the Tzi and the Ayol. Come quickly back to us. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, Sov, we loosely translate in the past tense. At that time, Sov, I caused, you have to add a word into the pasuk, I caused Hashem to turn away from me. Sov is in the past tense, and that's not a request. Through my actions, I caused Hashem to turn away, and I caused Hashem not just to turn away, but to run away from me. Hashem fled from Klal Yisrael like a tzvi and ayol.
Well, he says it's totally different than what
the Rav Mitzvah. We get the target yet. Doramti lo leistalek me'ali al haharim hamuflagim mimeni, on mountains that are far, far away, to run all the way al over here means until Hashem distanced himself to the furthest degree, like in this world, to go into the North Pole. Okay, went to the North Pole. al hore voser. Loshon voser means loshon chaluka v'haflaga. Voser translates to be something that's set apart, yeah, like besarim. And haflaga in this context means it's set apart, means it's so far away, you'll never get there. You'll never be able to reach the destination where Hashem has distanced himself from us. That's how far.
There's a big difference here between Rashi and the Mitzudas. The Mitzudas says, we're talking about going into darkness.
Oh wait, the Mitzudas, No, we're saying while. Add according to the Mitzudas means while. Hashem, please return to us immediately. Not tomorrow, today. We made a mistake, we want you to come back to us Hayom. Add, while the sun is still out in the sky.
Ad
means while.
That's what he's talking about, the Mitzudas.
The Mitzudas translates, the key is the word at. While the sun is still right in the sky, before the sun sets.
Right, but it's getting dark.
It's getting dark, right.
Rashi is saying much, much different. He's saying it's the bright part of the day. The Kedusha that we just got Mount Torah is so bright.
No, that's not what he's saying.
I know, I'm just putting my two cents into it. That we needed the Tzimolim, we needed the Ananiya Kavim. Protected,
yeah.
Jews, they shouldn't become all spiritual. I mean, they would become malachim. They were not malachim. And when it disappeared, when there was no protection, there was such kedusha that they would be gone.
Okay, all right, okay.
And I'm saying, and I want to put it into contemporary terms. Rashi says that it's the Gomer Hashara.
Yeah, heat wave.
The heat wind. There's a saying today. It's an old Arab saying, but it can be traced even further down, that when there's a sharab, you lose your mind. If you kill your wife during the sharab, you're putter.
Who says this?
This is an old Arab saying. When it gets so hot and so bright, you have no control over your action. You're completely lost.
Okay, so let's now take a look at the Targum. Okay, let's look at the Targum. Targum Pasuk Yud Zayin. Third interpretation of the Pasuk. Okay, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Uviz Erus Yoimaya. Okay.
Join the club.
Uviz Erus, you know, remember, we have to know the Targum until now interpreted the little psukim we reference to the Mulchemes Amalek. Okay, so we're done with the Mulchemes Amalek. Amalek attacked Klal Yisrael. Those were the Shualim Kitanim. And Moshe was mispalel with Yoshua and the Tzadikim. They went out from the Ani Akava, they went out to fight Amalek, and they succeeded. Next. Now we have this pasuk, Uviz Erus Yoimaya. Now we're going further in history. Later in the days, go further in history, Avadu b'nei Yisrael yas egla didahava, they worshipped the Egil Hazav. So now first we refer to the Egil. So does that mean the Mulchemes Amalek took place earlier? That's not the simple interpretation. According to most of the commentators, Mulchemes Amalek took place after Matan Torah, not before Matan Torah. But the sequence of events in the Targum is very bizarre. It seems to be indicating is that they left Mitzrayim. Within 40 days of leaving Mitzrayim is where the event of Mulchemes Amalek.
Such an opinion.
So this is very interesting, and that's what the Targum, I mean, everything, so many things happened in such a short period of time. They left Mitzrayim, within 40 days the Amalek came to attack, and they succeeded Yoshua, and then Moshe then first went to be Mekabel the Torah on day 50, and they worshipped the eagle. Again, the common understanding is, no, these events took place at a much later point in time, after Kabbalah Satara. In fact, in Parash B'Shalach, when we find Mulchemes Amalek, first we find, I mean, B'Shalach is the truth is, it's the end of B'Shalach, right, before we find it before. Indeed, we do find it before, you're right. So you go look at the Sikkot of Sukkim, you do find it before. Okay, the Targum over here is making this pretty clear, that that's his opinion, the sequence of events was first Mulchemes Amalek, and now we first come to the Egel. So again, it was Erus Yomayah, and a few days later, Avadu ne yeshal yas egla de dechav nu deigel azof. The istalaku anani yikara di mitalon I lo vehon. And the anane hakovoid that protected them until this point in time departed. So we have a new interpretation here. He makes it very clear that the vinasu hatsilolim clearly refers to the anane hakovot. Now what about the egg? Now what about the... What does it mean in the pasuk of here? Sheyafua chayom. It means in a short period of time. Let's try to translate each section of the targum into the pasuk. Ad sheyafua chayom means while the wind was still blowing on this very day. This is an expression in a very short period of time. Right after Milchemes Hamolek, before we can even blink, Klal Yisrael already made a mistake and they began to worship the eagle. By worshiping the eagle, v'nosu hatzalolim, the Anani Hakovo departed. Okay, next. The Ishtaru Mipur Semin. And at that point in time, they became the Mipur Semin, they became exposed. Okay, they remained, when the Anani Hakovo departed, they were exposed. The Isro Kanuyos Tikun. And then they were forced to remove Zeinehon de Chakika Beishmo Rabo Miforash. They removed the now this means the jewelry which was etched upon it Hashem's name b'shivim shemos. Hoyredes edicha me'olai. This week's parasha. Vayisnatzdu b'nei Yisrael edya me'olecha. They lost the crowns. Now the crowns when they received the Matan Torah, they received two crowns. Kineginase v'nishma. Part of the punishment of worshiping the eagle was the punishment. The immediate punishment was Hashem said, "I don't know. We're going to think after Moshe was mispalel. I'm going to think about what to do." But in the meantime, you have to suffer at least this punishment. Rashi makes it very clear. Take off the crowns. So here we have an insight into what the crowns look like. The crowns over here was etched. Now I think some of the darshan tell us the crowns were tefillin. The crowns where they were wearing the tefillin, and Hashem says, take off your tefillin. I don't want to have a pikarsim wearing tefillin. So here it's tefillin. According to a lot of the Mepharshim say that the crowns that they were wearing were tefillin. When Hashem's Horidus Edicha Me'olai, take off your tefillin. It's not kedai for people that worship the eagle should be wearing tefillin. Take them off. But that's not what the Targum says. The Targum translates here the words, the Osreikanu Yos, they were removed, they were stripped. Yos Tikun Zeinehon, the establishment of their ornaments, of their jewelry, the chakikovei, which was etched into this ornament, Shemo Rabba, Hashem's great name, Mifarash, explained in B'shivin Shemoha in 70 forms. Hashem has 70 names. On these crowns were etched the 70 names of Hashem. That's what it says. Uvo Hashem lehoivado. Yason, and Hashem wanted at this moment in time Lahavod Yason min Olma to destroy Klal Yisrael. Ilule de itkar kodamo kiyom de kayem. If not for the shavua, if not for the fact that Hashem remembered, it was brought to his attention before him. The kayem b'memra that Hashem made a shavua zuchor le Avraham le Yitzchak le Yaakov asher nishpata bohem bach. Hashem swore to them b'memra le Avraham le Yitzchak le Yaakov to have a kalilon b'ful chonei who were quick. What is the merit of the avos? An amazing insight. They were swift. Kalilan b'fulchan, they were quick in his service. Kitovyo, like a deer, uche ur zela, like a deer and an ayol. The uche ur zeleya da ayola, like a child of the ayol. Us v'sikruvta dikarev. And Hashem, remember the carbon that was offered. Avraham yasitza grey b'tur mori. Hashem, remember the akeda. Umin kadmas dina. And before that, Karev Tamon Yos Kurbonei, before Avraham offered Yitzchak on the Akedah, he offered his carbon. And I'm not exactly clear what this carbon is. Korev tamon yos kurbonei ufaleg yoson bishrei, the bread that he offered, the bris ben habasarin. Okay, so now we have an entire picture. Now before that, I just want to bring up one. There are a lot of very interesting diukim in these very holy words of the Targum. Targum over here says zchor li Avraham li Yitzchak u li Yaakov. The Targum mentions the fact that they were quick, swift. They were quick. What was the chet? How does the chet or egel begin? Vayihi ki voshesh Moshe Loredes Minohar. There was a delay. And when there was a delay, the delay is what, the delay in not being able to deal with the delay is what triggered in Klal Yisrael the Avera. The Avera came through a delay. When Avraham, when Moshe was mispalel, he went to the other extreme by remembering Zuchar li Avraham l'Yitzchak Yaakov, the swiftness. It's the opposite extreme of ki voshesh. The chet began with, again, it has to be interpreted, but I just want to make this point. The chet began ki voshesh, and the takana, the tikkun of the chet was, remember the avos who were swift, were not in the matziv, even though it's the Klal Yisrael, they sinned. They're like chametz is always where you wait. Ushmarten es hamatzes al tikrei matzos ela mitzvos. Even though when they sinned, the sin was Moshe was late and Klal Yisrael got nervous. But the fact that Torah uses this expression of kivoshesh, it means that in Klal Yisrael there was a lack of zrizus. There was a lack of swiftness in acknowledging, knowing what they're supposed to do at this moment in time. The tikkun for this voshesh, the root of their chet was in chometz. In delay was zuchor le'avraham l'Yitzchak Yaakov. The kalil were very quick. So we have over here. Let's review the whole pasuk outside now. And going back, just reading the word. Into the pasuk, we have over here ad shefuch hayom after Amalek. Now, in a very short period of time, which is defined with the expression shefuch hayom, we worship the eagle. All of that is not even mentioned over here in the pasuk. We did the eagle, and as a consequence, v'nasu hatzil olim, and the Anane HaKovo disappeared. Then Moshe Rabbeinu, he went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was Mevakesh, Sov, turn around Hashem, come back to me, come back and come to us. V'nelecha dodi litzi ol ofer hayolim, and you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should remember the Zuchus. Remember the Zuchus of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, who were just like they are being compared to the Tzvi and the Ofer HaYolim, who are very, very quick to do your will. And also remember Al Harei Vasser, also remember the Zuchus of the Bris Bein HaBesarim. Vasser means the split. Bris Bein HaBesarim. So an entirely different merit. Over here we're discussing over the Zuchuyos of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to serve as a kapar for Hashem to be soy for the Chir Egel after we sin in a very quick, in a very short amount of time.
This is just a small thing. Tzvi is in singular and this is plural.
Yeah, Oifer. Okay. Oifer is a child. Oifer means a child. Oifer means a ben.
Why can't you just say Ayalon?
No, because Ayalon is the adult. The Oifer is quicker than the adult. The children are much quicker. Much quicker.
Oh, I see. That's it. Oh, I see.
One of my nephews, I mean, I always think about this. Nephew, he must have been, I don't know, 2-3 years old. So I started chepping him. I started teasing him. So I can't tell you what he said to me. I'll tell you what he said. He said to me, "You're Uchi." He said to me, "You're Uchi. I'm going to tell my mommy on you." That's what he said to me. And by the time I processed what he said, he already was all the way up. He already fled up 2 flights of stairs. I was thinking, what did you just say to me? And when I finally got it, where did he go? It was already, so children are very agile. They're very... Every child can disappear in 2 seconds. It's the oifer. The adults can't climb 2 flights of steps like that. Oifer hayolim, you go all the way up very quickly. Okay, so therefore this is the tradition of the Targum.
It's even the same thing with deers also.
What?
A child can run faster than an adult.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So why don't we say by the tzvi? I don't know, maybe it's not, maybe the tzvi is only the adult which runs faster. I don't know the answer, I don't know. Okay, now other thing we mentioned, it's the Bris Ben Absarim, the Hari Vaser. It's a location. A location with Ayolim hide, and according to Rashi, a Hari Vaser means Hashem distanced himself from us to a very, very far away place. And there's another medrash that this refers to the parts we mentioned before, that we're begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu here, we beg Hashem, please come back to us, al horei vaser, to bring the ultimate geula. Because when the ultimate geula comes, the pasuk says the earth is going to crack. It's a famous pasuk in Zechariah. It's a pasuk in Zechariah, when Mashiach will come, the earth is going to crack open.
Like an earthquake.
Let me see if I have it over here. And that's what we're begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know where, maybe. Here it is. Okay, the pasuk in Zechariah says, "Stegulo asid hinei yoim ba." No, it's only quoting one passage, different passage, Zechariah. Okay, so this is just it's a reference to the time when we'll leave with that one. In the Zechariah, when Kadosh Baruch Hu, the earth will crack open, and Hashem will bring the ultimate glory. Okay, so Tzachakol, we're finished with the first parak. We take away from this parak this last pasuk review. We have three basic mahalchim in this pasuk, the Tzudas Rashi and the Targum. Three very different approaches to understand what this pasuk means, and that concludes parak beis. Let's just begin for a few moments. Parak.
What? Pronounce it. Dinei, imagine.
Dinei lecha.
Hashem, think of, remind yourself of, remind of Avraham and Yisrael.
According to Targum, means Avraham Yit. So remember the Zuchus. Remember the Zuchus of Avraham Yitzhak V'Yakov. Okay, let's just start very quickly with the next parak. Paragimel is the description of our Matzav in Galus. Al Mishkavi Balelos. It's a new theme. We are lying upon our bed in the nights. The nights is a code word for the long nights of Galus. We lie then upon our beds. Bikashti. I seek, bikashti esh ova nafshi, and this upon my bed in the nights, I seek who my soul loves. However, the pasuk here expresses the theme of the frustration of Golus. It can be all captured in three words. Our frustration in Golus is, bikashtiv v'loy mitzosif. I seek, but I do not find. This is a contradiction to what it says in Perek, Yogati Umotsasi. So obviously, what's the difference? Yogati Umotsasi, but Bikashtiv Veloy Mitzasif. There's a difference between Bakosha and Yigia. Yigia means you put effort. Bakosha is superficial. The reason why we have not succeeded, we are frustrated, Bikashtiv, is because we didn't try hard enough. Bakosha is not the same level of effort as Yigiyah. Okay, I'm trying to point out, we have a contradiction, a pasuk and a mishnah. Bikashtiv lo mitzosif. How could that possibly be? If he's seeking a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're not going to find a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But it says in the parak, it says, Yogati umotsasi. The Teretz is, this is not exactly the same thing. Yogati means with intensity. Bakosha just means you look around, you listen, you're missing your pair of glasses, so you look here, you look there. If you really want to find the pair of glasses, it's Yigiyah. You got to turn around the house upside down, every crack, crevice, to see where it can possibly be. Okay, now let's take a look over here at. Now there's another interpretation. A lot of them are far from saying the reason why we were not successful was because the reason why we did not succeed bikashtiv lo mitzasiv is because it's al mishkavi. We're only looking for Hashem. Al means for our own bed. The Iker Bakasha, when we are mispalul for the Geula, this is a very high madrig, it's hard to relate to, is not for our benefit, but it's for Hashem's benefit. It requires a very great degree of emunah to acknowledge, to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has infinitely more tsar in Galus, when we are in Galus, than we have in Galus. We don't really know what we're missing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tsar that the Shechina suffers when it is distant from Klal Yisrael, is enormous. So the Chazal tell us that when we are mispalel, our Iker Kavanah should be for Hashem. Pray for Hashem. Hashem needs help. Yiskadal v'yiskadash shmei rabah. Obviously, this is a very high madreka. This is a very... I actually once saw in the same day, it says, put in Rosh Hashanah, you know, Yom Tov, you're not allowed to ask for your private needs. So indeed, the Mepharshim said that when you mispal on the Yom Noirom, your ikar tefillah should be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Shechina. So I think they asked us to one, maybe Rav Chaim Kanievsky they asked, maybe it was Rav Yashiv, maybe it was Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, I don't remember which one, Bodel Chaim L'Chaim, which one they asked it to, and they said, they asked, no one today is on the Madrega where they can daven only for Hashem. No one is like that today. Today on the Yom Noirom, when you daven for yourself. It's okay. You can daven for yourself. You should have in the back of your mind that may ikar hadin, the one that you're supposed to be mispal for, is not for yourself. You daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this theme, this idea, this high level is rooted here in this pasuk. Al mishkavi ba'leilos bikashti eish ohavo nafshi. I'm lying on my bed. I'm in Golis, the Laila. I'm seeking the one whom my neshama loves. And guess what? I failed. Bikashti v'loy mitzasif. Why did we fail? Identify the shorish, the root of our failure. And the answer is because it's al mishkavi. I'm praying for my own bed. I'm praying for my own heart. If you pray, when you pray, you're supposed to pray for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should be al mishkavoy. Al is in regarding Mishkovo, Hashem's resting place, Hashem's Shechina, the Hashoras Hashechina. The Beis Hamidrash is called the Mita, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the Beis Hamidrash, the Pasuk in Mishnah, Pasuk Navi, Hashem is resting on the Mikdash as if he's in the Mita. It should be Al Mishkovo, concerning Hashem's Mishkov Ba'alelos in the dark nights of Golis, Bikashti Eishohavo Nafshi. That's what the Pasuk should have said. And if it would have said that, then the conclusion would have been Bikashtiv Umitzasiv. But you know why it's Bikashtiv V'loy Mitzasiv? It's because Al Mishkovi, I'm selfish. The only reason why I want Golis to end is because I need Parnasa, I need a Sheikh, I need this, I need that, I have all of these problems. So it's Mishkovi. It's Mishkovi. It's all about me. Menela bekashti v'loy mitzosev. Okay, so these are two ideas we have. We'll do Mir Tishem. We'll pick this up next time. Stop over here. Oh,